grupobauan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Bauan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Test your English.
Welcome to Test Your English. We are live. I feel so nice to say, doesn't it?
Eh?
Nacho's there what? Without his headphones even on. Let me try again.
Yeah.
We're live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels nice, doesn't it, Nacho?
Live and kicking. No, right. No, I'm joking. No, alive and kicking.
Very good. Very good. So wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen listening through your laptop, for example, hi. If you're...
Be careful with the grease.
With the what?
With the grease.
Oh, with the grease.
Grease.
Yeah, do that's a good point. Okay. If you're listening to this whilst cooking and you've got electronic devices close by, maybe you're cooking patatas con costillas. I don't know.
Churros. That's, be careful.
Be very careful.
I already
you exploded.
told the story.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Churros everywhere.
Be careful.
Be very, very careful. I didn't tell you about the time. Oh no, I've done it again. I promised that I would not deviate. I said, I'm just going to go straight to the theme.
No tangents.
And immediately I want to tell you about the time that I put in my provolone cheese into the microwave and the microwave set fire. Yeah. No,
how much time?
I swear it was about 32 seconds and the whole thing was on fire. Be careful. If you're cooking churros, tune into the program on iVox from, May last year to find out what happened. Or provolone cheese on the grill setting in a microwave. Very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just careful with your electronic devices near grease in general. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Today's show is not about microwaves.
No.
Or churros or cheese.
No.
But it's about something very cool.
Yeah.
Right, Nacho?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite, what happened, you might have seen what happened in the press, in the news, in the Prensa Amarilla o Rosa?
Prensa Rosa.
Eso, the gossip columns. There was a war on Twitter yesterday, I think it was. Was it Twitter? I think it was Twitter. Where Damien...
Ooh, who's Damien?
Damien how do you say his name?
Albarn.
From Blur.
Ooh.
Said a few naughty little things about the beloved Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't mess with the, what they're called? They've got a name, Taylor's fans. Taylor Swift's fans. Oh, they've got a name. I'm going to try and find out what they're called. If you watch that, they're called Swifties.
Swifties.
Claro.
I'm kind of a Swiftie, eh?
You're a Swiftie?
No. Pero me gusta. I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. Did you watch the documentary?
No.
No?
No.
Well, vaya Swiftie.
Por eso he visto que tampoco mucho. half Swiftie.
Miss Americana, it's called. It's on Netflix and it's great, okay? And I'm not making an advert for Netflix. This is just a fact that...
And what did that guy say?
Which guy? Damien guy. Ese que nadie sabe quién es. That guy said that she did not write her own songs.
Ooh.
Yep. And she leapt to her defense, we say. What does that mean? To leap. What does that mean?
Leap? It's like saltar?
Yeah, I love the word brinco. Hacer un brinco, ¿no? Dar un brinco. She said, she leapt. Well, if you leap to your own defense, it means que te defiendes, but sounds a bit cooler using all those words. Let's practice. You leap to your own defense.
Leap to your own defense.
Very good. So she leapt to her own defense and said, sí, that she writes all her songs. Okay, I'm going to try and find the response. Where is it? It's all in Spanish. I don't want that. So she said, I was such a big fan of yours. Okay.
I was. I love you.
Past tense, yeah. So I was such a big fan until I saw this. Damien. Damien. It's not Damien, it's Damon.
Damon.
Sorry, Damon. Damon. But nah, Kinetis.
But Damien sounds like the devil, no?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Damon. So I was such a big fan of yours until I saw this. I write all, in mayúscula, capital letters, of my own songs. Your hot take. I love that. Hot take is like, I don't know, it's like tu opinión que te has inventado, mm-hmm. I think. Your hot take is completely false and so, in mayúsculas, damaging. What's damaging?
Dañina.
Exactly. You don't have to like my songs. Venga, translate.
No tienes que, no tiene por qué gustarte mis canciones.
But it's really F star 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 up to try and discredit my writing. Wow.
El F star star, no sé.
You don't know how to translate that?
Ah, vale. No, 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 no sé.
But it's really messed up. Let's use a synonym. It's really messed up to try and discredit my writing.
Pues que es un poco bajo, ¿no? Un poco chungo, ¿no? Que,
yeah.
Que intentes desacreditarme, ¿no?
Como so, sí, exactly, her writing. And then she wrote another tweet afterwards saying, P.S. I wrote this tweet all by myself, in case you were wondering. Love you, Taylor.
Que, muy bien.
Who messes with Taylor? You don't mess with Taylor.
Muy bien.
And Miss Americana was so good, I have to say. Didn't think we'd like it. And actually converted into Swifties immediately.
And I have a piece of advice to Damon. Damon?
Yep.
Don't mess up with people.
Don't mess with.
Don't mess with people that have a lot more followers than
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, exactly. Blur.
Es que te pueden hundir.
When was the heyday? Blur's heyday. Do you know what heyday means?
Heyday.
Como no. Su momento en like la gloria. Heyday definition.
Like a song.
What do you mean a song?
Like a famous song or what?
No, heyday is spelled H-E-Y-D-A-Y. Okay, and if you say it was their heyday, it means it was their period when they were at their greatest, their most mm-hmm. popular. Okay, so Blur's heyday.
Like
was in
the
90s. Exactly. And, Taylor's and, heyday.
And at least in Spain, right it was now. Not.
There was no heyday.
Too long. No, I think it was like two songs and that's it.
And that's it.
Oasis did a little bit better.
Okay, so but Damon, Damon.
I don't know.
We've got a great expression that we use in English when we want to tell someone to shh, and it's pipe down. Pipe down, Damon.
Yeah. Aquí, now it's on fashion to say
in fashion.
In fashion to say cremallera.
Okay, exactly. Pipe down. Cremallera. Damon? Cremallera. Zip it.
Yeah.
All right? Because Taylor, she ain't happy. And
imagine
we're not
happy. That Damon started to... there's a... to say things about that. Bland.
I think he has. I think he's written several articles about Tester English.
Hashtag Tester English. There are two guys in Spain that are criticizing me.
And I don't like it.
They don't even speak very good
even
English.
They write their own radio shows.
He's one of them.
Exactly. Yeah, he is. He is. He's really angry with us. But Damon, I loved you.
Swifties are with us, so I'm not afraid.
Exactly. We're on the side of the Swifties. Anyway, I think what we need is really some fun facts about her.
Fun facts.
Her. She's like the queen. She doesn't need a name.
No.
But her name is... Taylor Swift. Is that her real name?
If it's a great name to be an artist.
Taylor, exactly.
Artist.
Taylor.
No,
I think that's one of those American names that everyone loves. Like Harper, Taylor, Piper. All those kind of names, mm-hmm. right? I heard a really weird name the other day. Parker, I think it was.
Parker. It's like a surname, no?
Yeah, I know. They're all surnames.
Peter
Taylor's a surname in England. It's not a first name. Harper, again, sounds like a surname. Yeah. But they're the fashion names. Anyway, so our Taylor, her surname is even better. What's her surname?
I don't know. Swift.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Swift is like intercambiar, maybe?
No, that's switch.
Switch.
Close, but no cigar.
Ah.
Okay. So
expression.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Swift. Swift. Many things. Swift.
It's like no es la tecla esta de mayúsculas. It's not the like the in the
oh my
keyboard.
God.
There is like a.
You're really going for really obscure.
Like the one with an arrow up.
That's the
not
the
Swift
that?
Key.
Yes. No, no. What
sí,
is
hombre,
that?
Sí.
No, I know what you mean.
One Swift
it's...
key. Right, bueno, sigo contando tu fan fact y yo te lo busco.
Oh my God.
Swift.
No, it's got a different name, that key. What's
no,
it?
No, no va a salir, ¿verdad?
Say, key with arrow. What does it mean? Anyway, swift means something that happens quickly. Okay, quickly or promptly. So you'd say, I wish you a swift recovery, for example. Que te mejores muy rápido, okay? A swift recovery. Or you say you did something swiftly, it means you did it very fast. Okay, so, for example, the stream runs swiftly. Okay, or, wow, you did that swiftly. You did that fast. Okay, so, have you found that key yet, Nacho?
No.
Are you joking? Key on keyboard.
Keyboard, key, arrow.
With arrow.
Arrow up.
Name. It's not. It's not the swift key. It's the scroll key.
Que nombre, no.
No,
scroll is a, no, it's not a scroll key.
Swift.
Ah, claro, es que hay otra, claro, la otra de... It's an arrow as well, and that's
oh, okay.
The scroll one. Bueno, well, que da igual, seguimos.
Just Google the keys on a keyboard.
Mayúsculas, como se dice, capital letters.
No one wants to say. Anyway, so you
sift,
can...
Sift.
Sift.
S-H-I-F-T.
Shift, Nacho.
Yeah, but it was
shift.
Very close.
You said sift.
Shift.
Okay, everybody out loud, shift. Say it with me. The shift key, claro, shift.
It's not Taylor Swift.
She's not Taylor Swift. She's Taylor Swift. S-W-E-F-T, which means
I'm sorry, Taylor.
Fast. Yeah, say sorry to everyone for the shift, the sift.
I'm sorry.
Because sift means something else. It means to, if you sift through sand, estás buscando algo en la arena. ¿Vale? With a, you know, like you've got a thing, a colander. What's that? Oh my God,
colador,
today,
¿no?
What is this?
Un colador.
Nacho!
Un colador, ¿no?
Yeah.
Vale, vale.
And you sift the sand, okay?
Yeah.
But with an H, shift, it means to move, okay? So I'm going to shift these chairs around. It's worth that. I'm going to move them around, okay? Shift. Oh, it's shifted. It's moved, okay? And swift is to be very fast. So there you go. Three meanings.
Well, vale.
Three different words. And nothing to do with Taylor.
The fun facts.
Yeah, please. Did you know that she... grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Ah, Mary Margarito farm.
Why?
I was thinking of the Christmas tree. It's like, what?
On a Christmas tree farm from the ages of 5 to 10. She said it was such a weird place to grow up. Mm. But she has now an unnatural level of excitement about the fall and then the holiday, you know, the Christmas season. Normal. That's normal. Yeah, if you grew up on a Christmas tree farm, you're going to be excited about Christmas. She wrote a book when she was a teenager. Toma ya, Damon, saying she doesn't write stuff. She even wrote a book.
His own book.
Her own book.
Her own book. Madre mía, que me pasa con her. He's nunca... No.
Although the title was called A Girl Named Girl. Pues, okay, yeah. I mean, could be good. Could be good. And her parents still have a copy of it. And did you know that she appeared on an episode of CSI, which is Crime Scene Investigation, in 2009? And, well, she got murdered. Not maybe the best, okay, but yeah, she's there. If you want to watch it in 2009, if you're a true Swiftie, I'm sure you'll have seen that episode. Did you know, Nacho, that she rode horses as a kid? Claro, what didn't she do?
By the Christmas tree farm or what?
On the Christmas tree farm.
On, okay.
You're on a farm.
No, pero...
What do you mean
among,
by?
No,
don't make up your prepositions here.
among the trees. No?
Okay, yeah, fine. Among the trees, but on a farm. Okay, you grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. Nacho, did you grow up on a farm?
No, I didn't.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up... In a house. Normal and boring. No, boring, no bad. Normal.
Your average house.
Average.
Okay. And she says that some of her lyrics are things that she wanted to text people in real life. Okay. So yeah, she like wanted to insult people, but instead of writing it in a text, she would put it in a in her songs.
Yeah, that's everybody knows. No?
Like what?
Para que todo el mundo lo sepa.
Ah, so that everybody knows.
So that everybody knows.
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
Like shake it off, or what?
What did she say in that?
I don't know. Shake it off.
Oh, the one that
in Sing in the movie. The movie Sing.
Yes.
It's a very famous song from the first Sing.
Shake it off. Okay, so Damon, she wrote this, yeah? Just so you know, Damon. She stays out too late. What does that mean?
Que se quedó muy tarde. Se queda muy tarde.
Sí, como en la discoteca.
Ah.
She's got nothing in her brain.
No tiene nada en el cerebro.
That's what people say.
Eso es lo que dice la gente.
Está acostumbrada. She's used to people criticizing her. Look at her. She's defending herself here. She goes on too many dates.
Tiene muchas citas.
Sí. But she can't make them stay.
Pero no puede conseguir que vayan, que sigan, o sea, que funcionen.
Exactly. At least that's what people say.
Por lo menos, eso es lo que dice la gente.
That's what people say.
¿Eh? Eso es lo que dice la gente.
Go Taylor. You tell them. Did you know that after her concerts, she sometimes watches Friends? It's her favorite show. Did you know that?
Ah, Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
I have understood that que mira a sus amigos. Oh. Like,
she sits there silently watching her friends.
Not talking or watching.
No, her favorite series is Friends. Okay, so yeah, that's a good. I'd do that if I had played in front of millions of people, then go home and turn on Friends.
I don't stand it. I like to empty your brain to calm.
To what? Huh?
To get calm.
To calm down.
To calm down.
We've got a phrasal verb for that, Nacho. Hey, you want some phrasal verbs?
Bueno.
Do you? Yes. Yeah, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Hemos dicho ningún fun fact. No?
Those were all fun facts.
Ah, sí?
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm. That's really fun.
Bueno,
and
verdad.
A fact. What would you want?
Vale, phrasal verb. Get up. Calm down.
Pick up. Pass away. Phrasal verb time.
No!
Okay, just so you know, last fun fact, she owns 3 cats. All right?
Bueno, vale.
Yeah, well, happy now?
So she's in a way to be an old lady.
A cat
with
lady,
a thousand
exactly.
Cats. It's a cat lady, you say that?
Yeah, huh? Cat lady.
I love it.
An old cat lady. So, fun facts about, well, the problem is, Swift, there's no Swift up, Swift down, Swift along.
But you can tailor up. I'm sure.
Taylor on. Taylor through. Taylor around.
My Taylor is rich.
I know. What?
This is not a phrasal verb, but it's a very common.
Tell me about this, Nacho.
Well, it's a common sentence that nobody knows why, but they teach us in school.
Are they talking about Taylor Swift? My Taylor Swift
no,
is
no, no. It's like,
rich.
Mi sastre rico. It's like, yeah, but when I'm going to be able to use it.
But it's like they could predict the future, the rise, the heyday of Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and
Taylor,
they knew that you needed to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, Taylor is rich. Okay, but the Taylor is rich.
Yeah, but at least now you can pronounce it. That's the one word that all Spanish people can pronounce perfectly.
Yeah.
You don't say Taylor.
No, Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor. Or did you say Taylor?
No, no, Taylor.
Are you sure?
No, no, hombre, no sirve de nada la frase, la tendremos que decir bien. At least.
But now, tiene todo el sentido del mundo. My Taylor, the Taylor, Taylor
our
is
Taylor.
Rich. Our Taylor is rich.
Yeah.
Probably one of the richest.
Yeah.
How much is Taylor Swift worth? Try and guess.
Remember when we did that with Danny DeVito, I think?
I know, that was
like,
such a
€1,000? Euros? No, no.
Come on. How much do you think Taylor Swift is worth? Danny DeVito was like 70 million.
Must, no, for like 40, I think. No, well, I don't know.
For a hypothesis.
So Taylor's should be like, I don't know, 800?
800 pounds?
Million?
800 million?
Hombre, si Danny DeVito es 40, Taylor Swift tiene que ser 20 veces más.
Oh, my God.
No?
Te has pasado.
Bueno, no, es verdad. 300. 300
million. 100 million.
Bueno.
It's not bad, Taylor. Not bad.
Rounded it up.
She gets 150 million per year. Mm. Interesting. She's born on December the 13th. She's 32 years old. More fun facts. Anyway, we're talking about phrasal verbs.
¿Cuántos años tiene?
She's 32.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bajo me acaba de dar.
Why? You thought she was your age.
She's very young. 32.
Yeah.
It's not my age.
No, but you thought she was your age or what?
Yeah, more or less. It's like 10 years less.
Poor Taylor. She's still a spring chicken, Nacho.
Oh my God. Está forrada.
Está, yeah, eso sí.
It's cute and it's funny and it's, oh my.
Yeah, she is really funny. She's got three cats. Yeah, yeah. She's got everything. Anyway, so Taylor Swift, Swift meaning fast, fast being speed.
An ayuno.
Speed.
Ayunar.
Oh, very good. But I'm trying to get to the phrasal verb.
Ah, vale.
Speed up.
Yeah, yay! Very good.
What does it mean?
Acelerar.
Exactly. So you say, he sped up when he saw that I wanted to overtake him. Now, that is one of the most annoying things a car can do. They see you coming in and that, you know, you need to sort of get into their lane. Lane kiss.
Carril.
Exactly. So you want to get into their lane, but instead of just driving at the same speed, they speed up just so you can't. So you've got to slow down. It's ridiculous.
I don't know why. But yeah.
So there you are, to speed up. Beautiful phrasal verb. One of your favorites?
Maybe one of my 10 favorites.
Top 10 natural phrasal verbs. So to speed up. Okay. Can you think of any other examples, Nacho?
Of speeding up.
Yep.
They fined me because I was speeding up.
They what?
Fined me? Oh, I got
they
fined.
No,
I
but that.
I got a
fine.
A ticket.
Because I sped up. I don't like that example.
Multarme, ¿cómo es?
To
me
fine.
Multaron.
Yeah. They fined me.
Because I was speeding.
No, but the expression is speeding. When you go too fast and they give you a fine, it's called speeding. So they fined me for speeding. Say it again.
They fined me for speeding.
There you go. You can't, I'm sorry, you can't shove in speed up in there. No, no, no. Muy mal. But never mind. It's fine.
Bueno,
there you
are. Espera, muy mal.
There you go.
Vale.
Horrible, la verdad.
Nunca lo había puesto esto.
No, I know, it's incredible.
Voy a empezar a usar.
Perfect. So to speed up, to go faster than you were walking, for example, you say, come on, speed up, we're going to be late. You could have used that example.
Espabila. ¿Te
no.
Decir?
Oh my God, no.
No.
Put another one of those sounds.
Otro más, pero oye, a ver, bueno, a ver. Can you say speed up to your children, for example?
Yes, but it has to be related
espabila.
To speed.
To your children is espabila.
No.
Acelera, no, no.
If they're walking slowly,
no, están un poco like, bueno, like all the children, like, vístete rápido que tenemos que irnos. Están ahí,
speed up.
Bueno, espabila.
No. Hurry up. Is espabila, maybe. Like, do things faster. Speed up is that they were doing something at a certain speed. Vale, como vestirse, vale. Speed up, get dressed faster, vale. But normally it's motion as well, okay?
Okay.
Normally it's walking, running, driving, flying. It involves some element of motion.
Dressing
is más estático, ¿no?
Vale, vale.
Let's hurry up, okay?
Bueno, vale.
There you go, it's fine.
Tú eres la inglesa.
Yeah.
No te voy a discutir.
Soy la inglesa, and I'm going to teach you some expressions.
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
Oops. Yeah, right, Nacho. He's like, why don't you look... Speed up, Jimena. Hurry up. Espabilate.
Hurry up.
And look at your Twitter account. Oh, sorry, Twitter people. You're all tweeting and I haven't...
What's happening on Twitter?
Yolanda says you're live, as in today. Yes. Chris Veros says, hi guys, thank God I don't have a microwave. I'm a terrible housewife. By the way, I like Taylor Swift. Good, very good, Chris Veros, to not have a microwave. She's what? She's a Swiftie and she's clever because her house will not burn down due to a microwave fire. Well done. And she says, do you remember Swift, Nacho, the fox in David El Nomo series?
David El Nomo, se llamaba Swift.
And it was a very fast fox.
Ah, nice. Nice, very good.
So brilliant. There you go. Hi, all of you. Thank you for listening. You can write to us on Twitter at @I'mJimenaH. I've got to be swift, Nacho. I've got to be fast and say an expression before the break.
1 minute left.
Coger velocidad, says Yolanda, about speeding up. I've got to speed up. I've got to coger velocidad and tell you that the expression, as fast as your legs can carry you, ¿qué significa?
Tan rápido como puedas.
Very good. Okay, so if I go, she ran as fast as her legs could carry her. Love that expression. See if you can say it all, Nacho.
No, porque venga. No puedo tiempo. No puedo.
Tienes 40 segundos. You've got 40 seconds to say
tiempo. ¿Cómo era? Ya la música está entrando.
As fast as
Your legs
can move. Or could or will or would carry you.
Can carry you. As fast as your legs can carry you.
Okay, so run to the kitchen as fast as your legs can carry you. Make a cup of coffee, but get back in time for the second half of the program. We'll see you there.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión, haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en Grupo Vaughan.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per her day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés online, baugan.com.
Hello and welcome back to Test Your English, where we are talking all things Swift, Swifties, yeah. All things Taylor, because we love ya, don't we, Taylor? Come along, come on the radio one day. Mm-hmm. I bet she's dying for the invitation. Damon, you're uninvited. We were going to ask you to, but...
Si vienes...
Quita ese mal rollo. Yeah, leave your criticism behind. You can still come, Damon, yeah, but just, you know.
No.
Calm down, Damon.
Not in my shift.
Not on my watch.
Not on my turno.
On my watch. That's the expression. Not on my watch. Like, eso no me va a pasar cuando estoy yo al mando, ¿no?
Not on my watch.
Did you hear what I said? I said to Damon that he needs to calm down. You see? Yeah? Would Taylor say that maybe as well?
Yeah. Pero ya?
I think so. Yeah. Listen to those beats. By the way, Damon, she wrote this all by herself.
Yeah. I remember... She wants to say things to people.
Exactly. But you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn. It's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay, Damon? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. So can you just not on my gown? You need to calm down. I love her. This is actually, that was in Miss Americana, this song. And since then, I think it's been one of my favorites. Listen to what she's saying here. You are somebody that I don't know. True, Damon. I don't think she knows you. Mm-hmm. And you're taking shots at me like it's Patron. I don't know what that is. Yeah, but taking shots at someone?
I thought it was like having chupitos. But...
No, that's taking shots with someone.
Okay. Bueno, sé, te estás metiendo conmigo,
no,
baby,
you don't
¿no?
take shots, you have shots. Have sorry. Shots. But to take a shot at someone means to criticarles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like to try and or insultarles. Okay? Mm-hmm. So taking shots at them, like it's whatever that is, like magazine maybe, I don't know. And I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m.
Yo estoy como, maldita sea, no, damn, like.
Yeah. Jolín.
Jo. Eso es la cita de la mañana.
Say it in the street, that's a knockout.
What?
Say it in the street, that's a knockout.
Say it in the street. Dilo en la calle. Es un knockout.
Yeah.
Es un caos.
Sí, I think that means like, vale, lo puedes decir, like, person, you know, face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. So sí que es bueno.
The cop out, I don't know.
The cop out is cosas de cobardes. Okay. Ah. So if you cop out of something, it means that you te has rajado, you know, like mm-hmm. you've got scared uh-huh. and you didn't say it. So if you tweet a criticism, it's cosa de cobardes because mm-hmm. they're not, you know, they're not saying it to her face. So she's just like, hey.
Pero esto lo ha escrito ayer, entonces, o esta canción.
No. I think she's used to people criticizing her, and this is a repeated theme. So I'm just like, hey, are you okay?
Y yo estoy como, hey, ¿estás bien?
¿Para qué? ¿Por qué me estás insultando? Exactly. So she's not trying to mess with your self-expression.
Mm,
come on, Nacho. self-expression que no te estoy intentando limitar tu expresión, like lo que quieres decir tú.
Ajá, okay. Eso.
But I've learned the lesson.
Pero he aprendido la lección.
That stressing and obsessing.
Que estresar y obsesionarse.
About somebody else is no fun.
Sobre otra persona no es divertido.
And snakes and stones. She's so clever.
Serpientes y piedras.
Never broke my bones.
Nunca rompe mis huesos.
And what is she playing? There's a play on words here because she's that clever. And what is it?
No, I guess I'm not that clever.
No, no. Not. Let me
es
help
que algo,
you.
No sé, es que hay una expresión, ¿no? Que es algo and
sticks
stones.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. ¿Eso qué es?
Toma ya.
Eso de...
I understand it, but I can't remember.
Se tira piedra, ¿no?
Tira piedras contra... No.
O nueces. ¿Algo de nueces? Sticks and stones.
¿Mucho ruido de pocas nueces? No.
No, no, that's not it, no. Sticks and stones no. May break my bones, but words will never hurt me. In Spanish is que puedes tirarme... ¿Necias? ¿Oídos? ¿Oídos?
Sí,
eso.
Palabras necias, oídos sordos.
Eso, vale. Say it again.
A palabras necias, oídos sordos.
Vale. So she's saying here that snakes and stones, instead of sticks and stones, she's putting snakes. A snake is someone que dice cosas malas.
Oh, well, okay. Demon.
Exactly. Demons. Demons and stones never broke her bones. Así de fuertes. And then she's saying that everybody criticizes her, saying things like, you need to calm down, you're being too loud. And she's just like, whatever, shut up, basically.
Te lo le da igual.
Que te caes.
Exactly. Está forrada y es joven.
Exactly.
Y guapa y talentosa.
And she's got an army of fans, so. Que no. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there you go. That was the song You Need to Calm Down. Or, yeah, You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
¿Dónde estamos? ¿En karaoke corner?
No, that was a phrase verb, no? To calm down?
Sí.
Vale, ¿no? Or was it an expression? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Pues ya dos. A la siguiente. Record breakers. ¿No?
Hey, yeah. Record breakers. What has Taylor not done?
Eso digo yo.
Yeah, there's nothing. She's the most, what? Cats a person's ever owned.
No, more than three.
She's got it now. She's got it. Taylor has got it. Anyway, did you know that Taylor Swift had the most number ones on the US digital song sales chart? These are the worst type of records. But yeah, did you know that, Nacho?
Que siempre que hay un músico siempre tienen más, no,
the most,
que más números unos, no puede ser.
No,
todos.
But sometimes it's like the más números unos en Reino Unido cuando estaba lloviendo.
Yeah, claro,
stuff like that.
Sí.
But yeah. But Taylor has pretty much got the fastest selling digital album in the USA by a female artist. Sí,
es que siempre pasa eso, ¿eh? También, I don't know.
She's got the most American Music Awards.
American Music Awards?
Yeah, she's got the most of them. You don't know what they are? AMCs?
AMCs, no.
American Music
Awards,
sí.
Es AMA.
Okay, no sé. But she's got them. She's got more than Michael Jackson. Michael
wow.
Jackson had 26. She has got 34.
Wow.
Así que sí.
Bueno, tiene muchos números unos.
Ah, you want to know about the number ones? Well, she's the first artist to have singles enter the top 10 of the US Hot 10 in successive weeks. Okay. Yeah,
sí,
muchos números unos. Okay, so she's got loads of them. She's got the Grammy for the most... Album of the Year Awards won at the Grammys. Okay, yeah, she's got them. She was the fastest selling album by a female country artist. Eso sí.
Mm-hmm.
She's a country artist as well. What's that?
Bueno, artista country, what do we say? I'm not sure. Maybe she used to be country.
Well,
she
qualified in that category for this record, okay?
She's pop.
Anyway, yeah, she's got every record.
It's not a bad thing, but... I don't think she's country anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. But there is no record that Taylor Swift doesn't have. Okay? Just that's what I'm getting from this, no?
And she appears as a... No.
As what?
Shake It Off appears in Sing.
That's the main record. The best one.
Yeah.
Why do you love Sing so much, Nacho?
I love Sing. And I watched the second part.
Okay, tell me about this obsession.
No, I think it's about expectations, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that movie until I was like in Netflix looking for a movie to my daughter, and well, I'm seeing.
Okay, you were looking for a movie.
Yeah, for a movie. And claro, no tenía ninguna expectativa.
And then since then it's changed your life.
And it's a very good movie for children.
Which animal sings Taylor Swift's song?
A pig.
A pig?
Yeah.
No. Rosita.
Rosita, yeah. And Gunther.
Have you played this yet?
Not the version of Rosita, but
no sé si who the hell is Gunther?
Gunther is the pig. The pig. It's like a German pig, yeah. That knows how to dance very well. It's like a very good artist. Like, but not a very good voice.
Not a good voice, but okay.
Rosita has the good voice, and
they come together.
A very good duet.
A piggy duet of,
yeah.
Oh my God, I need to watch this film again.
It's awesome. The movie is awesome.
I don't remember Gunther.
And the singers are awesome.
Okay,
In fact, Scarlett Johansson sings herself.
What do you mean herself? She's an animal in the film.
Yeah.
What animal?
The hedgehog.
Yeah. That's Scarlett Johansson.
Te lo pongo ahora mismo.
Oh,
¿cómo
my
se llama
gosh.
La canción? ¿Cómo se llama?
Hedgehog, Scarlett.
Set it all free o algo así.
Song. I don't know.
Set it all free.
Set it all free, okay.
Yeah, esta es Scarlett.
What, and she sings it?
Sí, sí, sí.
Okay. I swallowed my heart into the fire. Got burned, got broken down by desire. I tried, but the smoke in my eyes left me blurry. Blur.
Yeah, Scarlett, eh?
She's pretty amazing, eh? Go, Scarlett. Little hedgehog, you. Does she win the competition or what?
No.
Don't give me spoilers, actually.
No.
I need to rewatch it.
No, te lo voy a decir.
Does someone win?
No, te puedo
decir. Okay. And then sing too. I mean, I've got so much to learn.
It's part of the script.
Yeah. I can't wait. This is my plan for the weekend.
You have to
watch Sing and then Sing 2 in the cinema.
No more.
Can't wait. Anyway, tweeties. Like our Swifties, we've got the Tester Englishies. Send us the song you want us to play on, send me a tweet, okay? And we will be able to play it in karaoke corner.
And I'll play whatever I want.
Nacho will just overrule it and put on what he wants.
No, I have a few.
No, Nacho's put on one song he wants. I put on Calm Down, which is what I want.
No, but the one I like is Cardigan, but it's a little bit a downer.
Well, by the end of the show, we might be ready for a bajón.
It's muy bonito.
But, you know. Our heyday was that, you know, the first half of the show.
Es verdad. Ya estamos ya.
No, because we've still got to test our Nacho.
Uy.
Yeah. Test our Nacho.
A mí.
Okay, Nacho.
I'm sorry, I mixed faders.
Whatever.
Chose the wrong one.
So do you consider yourself a true Swiftie, Nacho?
No, I like Taylor Swift, but no.
Until you've
I'm not a Swiftie.
Miss Americana, you can't be a true Swiftie.
What's Miss Americana?
The documentary about her watched.
Vale.
I knew nothing about her. And then, since then, I've had so much respect for her because she just seems like your typical, you know, pop artist or whatever, boring. But no!
No.
There is so much depth to her. She's just lovely. By the way, I wanted to give another expression, but...
Bien, dilo, no hace falta ráfaga para todo.
Okay. Not so fast.
¿Cómo?
When someone says, not so fast.
That is an expression?
Yeah. ¿No?
Pero es como, no vayas tan rápido.
Yeah.
¿Ah?
No te vale como
expression. Or is that normal sentence?
Not so fast. No, because you would say, don't go so fast, okay? And that wouldn't be an expression. But if I say, Nacho, wait, not so fast.
Yeah, no tan rápido. Yeah, in Spain we call it a normal sentence.
Oh.
Yeah. in a different way.
Buy the book, Expresiones en Inglés que deberías conocer, just to find normal sentences. Yeah. Just really normal sentences.
No has puesto esto, ¿no? En el libro.
I don't know now. No. I'm getting nervous. Not so far.
Bueno, pues,
a mí me mola.
Listen,
I like it.
It's like 1,000 expressions. Tenía que colar alguna.
Exactly. It's typical to add one normal sentence.
Claro.
Okay, fine. Let's get back to the quiz. Number one.
Venga.
What was the title of Taylor's first album? Was it called Taylor Swift? Was it called Speak Now? Was it Our Song or Fearless? This is
very
our song.
Tempted to say Taylor Swift.
Hmm. So, correct.
Es muy típico esto.
Really? With the first album?
Yeah.
Okay. Her self-titled debut album in 2006 peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 200 and spent most weeks in the chart in the 2000s. Okay? On the chart. Right. Good. What is Taylor Swift's middle name? Sue. Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Allison. Or Renee?
It's not Elizabeth.
Taylor, right? Elizabeth Swift. Okay.
Elizabeth Taylor, no. No puede ser.
Maybe her parents were...
The third one and the fourth one, what is her?
Allison or Renee?
Taylor, Renee. Taylor, Allison. Taylor, Renee. Renee.
Renee. You have to keep guessing until you get it right.
Sue. Pues el... De, ¿cómo era? Allison. No puede ser Elizabeth.
You're right. Taylor was named after her aunt Allison. So Taylor Allison Swift.
Yeah, I knew
it. What famous rapper interrupted Taylor Swift's speech at the 2009 VMAs? Was it Jay-Z? Was it Snoop Dogg? Was it Eminem? Or was it Kanye West?
Kanye. I think I saw it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. During the show, why are all these men just interrupting her?
I don't know.
And just like getting involved. Just back
maybe
off.
Maybe a little bit jealous.
Yeah, I think right? The thing. Kanye, yeah. Damon, they're all a bit jealous. During the show, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's speech for winning the award for best female video. And then, didn't he say that he thought someone else should win?
Sí, no, like the Beyonce or yeah. Rihanna or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kanye, calm down. You need to calm down.
Yeah.
Speaking too loud. Who did Taylor write We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together about?
Hombre, ¿qué
lo
dices? ¿Ponemos de fondo o qué?
Venga, yeah.
Ah, que esto, wow, es que esta de que tiene introducción.
Bueno, it's in the background.
Bueno, eso.
There we go. Jake Gyllenhaal. Joe Jonas. Leave him out of it. Tim Hiddleston. Try again. Tom Hiddleston. What a difficult name. Or John Mayer.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
How do I not know this?
Mayer.
It's John Mayer, isn't it?
I think so. Jake Gyllenhaal, or como se diga.
Correct!
Yeah.
How did you know that?
You know why? Because I've looked for Taylor Swift in Google. And
it pops up Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, y ponía algo como de personas relacionadas or something.
Yeah.
The first one was Jake Gyllenhaal. So.
Bueno, Jake Gyllenhaal reportedly spent, it's a hard word to say, Gyllenhaal, reportedly spent $160,000 to have Taylor flown over on a private jet for a date.
Wow.
He later broke up with her through a text message. Bueno, Jake.
Hay cosas que no tienen sentido, Jake.
Jake.
You can't spend that amount.
You had that much money to bring her over.
No.
Then at least pick up the phone.
At
or
least,
fly over.
Like fly a...
Yeah, send a pigeon.
Send someone, claro, alguien. Pero en un avión.
Muy mal, Jake. I didn't know that. In Miss Americana, funnily enough, it doesn't mention that.
No.
She took that bit out of her documentary. In what song does Taylor sing? Because the player's going to play. Shake it off.
Play.
You belong with me. I knew you were trouble. Or we are never ever getting back together.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. One favorite song at the 2015 People's Choice Awards. Okay, yeah, great. Where did Taylor spend her early years? The biosphere? A Christmas tree farm? An African safari? A missile silo? What?
Like an anti-missile, no?
I don't know.
Bunker. No, Christmas Tree Farm, of course.
Really? You've got a lot of knowledge. You are a true Swiftie. Before she made it to Nashville, she lived on a farm. So, yeah, basically a Christmas tree farm. Taylor Swift met actor Taylor Lautner on the set of what movie? Twilight, The Giver, Valentine's Day, or The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Esa, la más larga.
Vale, vale.
It's a quiz.
Wrong, you're wrong. Twilight, The Giver, or Valentine's Day?
The Giver.
You're wrong. Twilight or The Valentine's Day?
The Valentine's Day.
You're right. Taylor and Taylor met on the set of Valentine's Day. They dated briefly, Taylor and Taylor.
Ooh.
I thought it was a girl, so there you go.
TNT.
Taylor and Taylor dated briefly, and the relationship reportedly inspired the song Back to December. Que no conozco.
No, me neither.
I wonder where. Which of Taylor's songs earned her a Guinness World Record for fastest selling digital single? I told you about this Guinness World Record. You weren't interested. And now it's on the quiz.
That's it. You said the song?
No, I don't think I did. But still, if you'd let me elaborate.
Well, I have. A ver si sale.
Shake it off. Mine, You Belong With Me, or We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Don't mess this up. If you'd shown interest in
digital,
the section.
Digital.
If you'd shown interest in the
shake
section.
Shake it off.
You're wrong.
Well, we are never, ever, ever.
You're right. But if you'd paid more attention to the world record breaker section, you would have known. Well,
no.
I'm sorry, but sometimes it's important. Right. If you're a true Swiftie. By the way, Chris says, guys, you can play any song you want. ... Willow. I think that might be a hint for Willow.
¿Cómo, cómo?
She wants you to play Willow.
Willow is a song?
I don't know.
Bueno, vamos a ver.
But she says we can play any song we want.
Taylor.
So, We Are Never Getting Back Together. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Earned her a Guinness World Record when it climbed to number one on the iTunes single sales chart 50 minutes after it was released. Eso. En 50 minutos. Okay? Wow. Amazing. Taylor was the first, sorry, not the first. Taylor was the spokesperson for what NHL team? What's NHL?
Hockey.
Hockey, okay. Flyers, Flames, Kings, or Predators?
Flyers.
Wrong.
Predators.
Right. Yay, Nashville's Predators. Woohoo. And last question. What was the lead single on Taylor Swift's debut album?
The lead single?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like the number one, like
and the one
that came first, yeah. In the album, Taylor Swift, exactly. Our Song, Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn, or Teardrops on My Guitar?
I'm going to say Our Song because it was an answer in the first question.
Ah.
The name of the album.
And you're wrong.
Este, pero, ¿te ha gustado?
I liked it a lot, but still wrong. Teardrops on My Guitar. Mm-hmm. Oof. I know this because I've watched Miss Americana. Tim McGraw or Picture to Burn?
Okay, ¿no eran esas dos?
No, you're wrong so far. You've still got to get it right.
¿Cuál has dicho?
Tim McGraw. Yes.
Qué mal nombre para un primer.
I know, but
single, ¿no?
She wrote it during her freshman year of high school, knowing that she and her boyfriend Brandon Borello would break up at the end of the year when he left for college.
Breakups are like a blessing to
for these artists. Exactly. Without them, they've got nothing.
Yeah.
Without people insulting them or criticizing them or breakups, what are they going to talk about?
Yeah.
Exactly. So there we go. Tim McGraw. Why don't we listen to that song as well? I want so many songs. Okay.
Tim McGraw, que no puedo bajar todas.
Nacho.
Llama la atención. No es informática.
Venga, karaoke corner. Baja, baja. Descarga.
Vale, vale.
Favorite night in my dream. Lovely world.
Hello from the other side.
Okay, Chris, this is for you. Willow. What is a willow? Wait, first. Not sure.
Salty.
Very good.
And a movie.
Very good. And a movie.
Yeah, Willow.
I don't know that
film. It's a movie. In the 80s.
on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you
I hate to say that, but we have to go.
What? Oh my god, I was really in there, like absorbed by the song, ready to translate it, and then you tell me that.
Sí,
oh my god,
siento.
That's a que bajón.
Yeah,
what was the bajón song?
Oh,
what
that
one? No, no, but the song.
Bajón,
you were going to give me a song that was
bajón, bajón. Cardigan. No, but I recommend you to listen to it. Cardigan.
Okay, all right, I'll listen to it now. Bye.
Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés, con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café.